So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So in this video, let's talk to you about the one big thing that I had to let go of. It's quite interesting, I think, which is why we're going to share it. And it's this idea that you have to behave a certain way or talk a certain way or be a certain way. And by that I mean you have to wear a suit, you're not allowed to swear, you just have to be professional. Whatever professional means, I have no idea. And what I found was when you're placing these limits on yourself, you are making yourself more unhappy. And I was making myself more unhappy, minding my P's and Q's, making sure I looked the part and dressed the part and spoke the part and acted the part. And that's just not me. It's not who I am. I am me. I am not this drone, this automaton in a suit and a BMW and a, you know, closing sales. And that's just not who I am anymore. Maybe it was back then because you don't know who you're supposed to be. But honestly, when I first started out, I was that guy, you know, dressed a certain way, spoke a certain way. And that's definitely not me now. I'm in T-shirt, I'm in shorts, we've got a pool, we live in this villa. That's totally not who I am. And what I found was that by being completely more who I am, that people were much more likely to respect you as an authentic being, if you like. So that authenticity kind of carries through, and we all make mistakes from time to time, and that's totally normal too. And as long as you go, yeah, do you know what, messed that up, we'll try not to do it next time though. Well, you better not. Well, how can I promise that? I'll try not to. But we're human. We make mistakes. Like, everybody makes mistakes, right? You've made them, I've made them, and we're probably all going to make a hell of a lot more mistakes. Like that. I couldn't say it properly. Spago. It's a mistake, and we all make them. And it's not a problem in making a mistake, as long as you go, do you know what? I messed that up. Let's try again. Let's get it right this time. That's totally okay. I think the world is moving away from this kind of very rigid way in which we should all perform and speak to one another and act in business. And I'm grateful for that. I'm glad that we are moving away from that, because this allows people to express themselves, whoever they happen to be it their hair, makeup, nails, bags, whatever they wear, whatever car they drive. It just really doesn't matter. What does matter is you being you and people liking you for you, regardless of who you are. I mean, you know, regardless of who you are, somebody will like you for it, right? And actually, what I found was the more that I am me, the more people like you anyway, because you're quite a likeable person, quite frankly. Dan, I'm speaking to myself now. You're quite a likeable person. But then why try and pretend to be not you? Why are you trying to pretend to be somebody else wearing different clothes and aspiring to be a BMW driving estate agent and all that stuff, right? It's not important. And so the biggest thing that I had to let go of was this idea that I needed to be somebody else. I needed to be Tony Robbins. And if you think that's true, say aye. It's rubbish. It's complete and utter codswallop. Like, who says codswallop on a video and on a podcast? Nobody. Me. There you go. Thank you. So stop trying to be like everybody else. There's a line. Stop trying to fit in when you were born to stand out. And that's exactly what you need to be doing. And you're going to get people go, oh, no, you shouldn't use the word fuck on a podcast. Oh, no, no, no. I didn't get to where I am today. You're saying the word fuck on a podcast. Now you ask Gary Vee, who uses that word pretty much every sentence. Like, when Gary Vee says it, it's really cool. When I say it, I just sound like a ruffin off the estate. But it doesn't matter. If that's what's going to work for you, then let that work for you. If people go, you know, there's no place for you if you're going to use that word in this industry, create your own industry that does use that word. Fuck them, right? You're the one who can design everything. You can make a beautiful life for yourself, or you can just fit into everybody else's life. And this is, again, one of the keys that I discovered was that when I was trying to fit in to do what everybody else got, when I was trying to fit in to what everybody else was doing, I was getting what everybody else got. And I didn't want that. I didn't want to be BMW driving, suited, driving around Leeds, freezing cold, gets dark at 4 p.m. I didn't want that. I wanted to, you know, it's 5 o'clock here in Spain. It's warm enough to go jump in the pool. I could go for a swim in the beach. Not, you can't swim in the beach. I can swim in the sea. I can walk on the beach, burn my feet. I wanted that lifestyle. And so I designed that lifestyle. I designed it around what I wanted to do. And do you think there's people giving it all this? Oh, you can't do that. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, you'll ruin your career. Really? Or maybe I just opened up a brand new career for me being me. And lo and behold, guess what? People like it and people buy from me because I am authentic me. I am who I am. And some people love it and some people hate it. And either one is fine, as we say on almost every video. I am aware that we say that on almost every video. So, so what are you going to do? That's the question. What are you going to do to make a change in your life? To stop trying to fit in when you were born to stand out? Let me know in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you. My name's Dan Latto. We'll speak to you on the next video. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.